You're listening to PodTech. I'm Michael Johnson, and we're here at the Computer Museum in Mountain View, California. And I'm here with Josh Jaffe, who is a senior writer with The Deal. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the conference that we're at right now. This is sort of put together by The Deal and Tech Confidential. And what's the idea of The Deal itself?
So The Deal magazine is focused on covering mergers and acquisitions, IPOs, venture capital, private equity, bankruptcies, and other sorts of deals. It's read by corporate executives and venture capitalists and investment bankers and corporate attorneys and anyone interested in knowing what's going on in the world of transactions and how that affects the rest of the economy. So we publish a weekly magazine. We have a website. We have blogs. I write one of the blogs. And we have other sorts of media assets to tell the world about deals. Another thing we do is organize conferences, which is why we're here today.
Now, tell me, what is the idea with the conference? You were talking about the meeting some of the busiest acquirers around. Now, tell me a little bit about that. You've got a really interesting array of folks here at the conference.
We thought there was a need for a place where you could go to see what these companies are thinking and how they think about growth and how acquisitions play into that growth. So there really isn't one place on one day you can go and see all these companies, the people in charge of acquisitions and just kind of internal development at these companies, see what they're thinking. So we thought, well, let's do that. That's what we do. You know, we write about this stuff, so let's organize a conference about it. And that's kind of the thinking behind it. We have representatives from 7 of the 8 busiest acquirers, as measured by the number of acquisitions from 2003 to 2006. All familiar names, Oracle and IBM and Yahoo and VeriSign and others. And we thought that entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, advisors, others that make Silicon Valley go would want to be able to come to a place and see what's on these people's minds.
You're touching on a lot of different areas as well. I attended one this morning talking about social media, which is a really interesting area right now for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Certainly MySpace and YouTube have been in the news a lot, and those are places that are generating a lot of interest for some pretty big companies.
Definitely. I mean, we just had a panel focused on the internet sector and focused on deal making within that sector. There was Toby Koppel, the head of deal making at Yahoo, along with a few other things there. And we had Mike Lang from Fox and Paul Worley from Ask.com. And we had James Slavitt from Greylock, a venture capital firm that's invested in a few of these types of companies you're talking about. And, you know, social media was what everyone wanted to talk about for the most part. I mean, there was a little bit of search, a little bit of mobile, but it was about social media, social networking. Each one has their own approach to it, but I think they're still trying to figure out the advertising models. I think they're still trying to figure out how video plays into that. And there was a lot of questions asked that I threw out at them, but no definitive answers on how it's all going to play out.
Well, there's no crystal ball, as many of them were saying, because I think that there's... It's such a fascinating area, that and some of the other places that you're covering here at the conference, that it seems like people are really looking for guidance on where to, you know, basically stake on the future.
For sure. I mean, take online video as an example. I mean, you know, I asked them, how are you going to monetize online video? How important is it to you that you figure out a way to do that? You know, because for Yahoo, which just bought Jump Cut, an online video editing software program, or MySpace, which, you know, this is an important thing for them. Their users are involved in online video. And so I asked Mike Lang from Fox, are you going to buy YouTube? So I asked him straight out, and, you know, he didn't answer that question, but they certainly are spending a lot of time thinking about how do we, all these people want to watch these videos online, and how do we make money from it? Do we put something before or after, in between, or whatever it is? And so, you know, there's a lot of these types of things about the future and how these markets are going to play out, and that's going to affect where acquisitions are made, where venture capital is being invested, and those are the types of things we're trying to discuss today.
What do you hope comes out of the whole conference of the attendees here? Because I've seen a lot of cards flying back and forth, a lot of handshake. I mean, it's great to meet people, obviously, face-to-face that could have a real stake in the future of many, many big companies. What do you hope comes out of the conference at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, you touched on one of them. I mean, the networking opportunity for the attendees is I think, a good one. I know some of the panelists from the internet panel, they weren't able to get to the door. I don't know how many cards they all brought, but I hope it was over 100. But so there's that. And another thing I hope people that are here can get out of this is it seems like a lot of companies, they don't want to talk about their acquisitions. You know, take a company, say, like eBay. You know, they've spent $7 billion over the past few years bulking up their product offering. They bought Skype, and they've bought Half.com. They bought tons of companies. They don't want to talk about it. It's like acquisitions are a taboo subject for certain companies. And so by having a conference and having representatives from a lot of companies here talking about this, it shows kind of it's just one way of growing. It goes along with organic growth. It goes along with partnering. It's a way to serve your customers, and it's a way to grow your company if that's the way, you know, if that's the way that the best use of capital is decided to be. So, you know, maybe one of the hopes is kind of to demystify the process for people here and that are, you know, reading the coverage of it, listening to the coverage of it.
And if they want to check out the deal, what's the website?
They can visit www.thedeal.com, or they can visit my blog, which is www.vcratings.com.
Okay. Josh Jaffe is a senior writer at The Deal. We've been talking to him here at this one-day technology summit here at the Mountain View Computer Museum. The Deal and Tech Confidential have gotten together to get a lot of other people together and see if they can make sense out of what direction the future is going to take, certainly. Josh Jaffe, thanks for being on the podcast.
It's nice to be here.